Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
The Pod Network Entertainment.
To have the final testament come in and just run roughshod over these two guys and immediately stake a claim to the tag team championships, hell yes, I love it. It was a good surprise, a great way to break out of what would have been a predictable ending to NXT, given that the underdog babyface already shocked the world. You add another shocking blindside right there by having AOP just maul these guys. So good stuff coming out of the black and yellow brand.
Going on. This is Xavier Woods, aka Austin Creed.
Let me talk to you.
Hello, WWE Universe in the Philippines. This is Charlotte.
Adam! Hey, everyone. This is Jeff Cobb.
I have to finish the story.
We are pretty deadly. Yes, boy. Yes, boy.
Run.
Bang, the sniper is shooting you down. This is TMDK's Robbie Eagles.
Hey, this is the Cosmic Cactus, Paul London.
Hello, my name is Ilya Dragunov, the star, the NXT champion, and you're listening to...
The Wrestling Podcast.
Yeah.
Listening to the longest running weekly episodic Filipino wrestling podcast. This is the Wrestling Podcast. Stan C and Chino Liao at your service, delivering your picks of the week right in your ear holes. And we're so happy to always be part of your wrestling diet. And to be doing this for 10 years is such a huge, huge deal for us. That's why we want to invite you to our celebration of 10 years of the Wrestling Podcast when we do quiz night. This Saturday on April 20, what a way to celebrate 420, Chino.
Yeah, definitely. What a blast we're going to have this Saturday at Hobby Stadium for the low price of 500 pesos. May wrestling fun ka na, may chicken skin ka pa, di ba? And we won't be able to get high, but we will get high on cholesterol that night. So yan ang activity natin for this Saturday, 420. A natural chicken skin high and the wrestling high. Care of this quiz night at stake. An amazing prize pack that we have curated for all of you. Care of our recent Pasabay run. So Stan, let them know what's part of the prize pack.
Meron tayong Rhea Ripley beach towel. So pwede mo na rin apakan si Mami. Pero
yes, sir.
Na gagamitin mong kumot yung towel na nandyan si Mami, pwede rin. Yeah, so you can do that with a beach towel. You've got the Cody Rhodes replica weight belt. You also have the John Cena Bimpo and the LWO armband. Lahat yan, official merch from WWE Shop. Nandito na sa Pinas. You don't have to wait for it. You also have the CM Punk t-shirt straight from WWE Shop. In order din namin yan from one of our Pasabay runs earlier this year. And we also have a Jey Uso t-shirt and a Roman Reigns action figure courtesy of our friends from Everybody's Toys and Collectibles. And finally, a box of WWE trading cards from Hobby Stadium.
Yes, definitely. So don't miss out on this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to walk away with a lot of wrestling merch in one single night. Bring along your wrestling brains and a friend kung gusto nyo. You can also participate by yourself. If you want to be a one-man army, why not? If you want to form a faction, go right ahead. Everybody is welcome. It's 500 pesos per person. May kasama ng chicken skin, may kasama ng activities and fun. And because I'm an opportunity to walk away with a lot of swag, care of our 10th birthday here to Wrestling Podcast.
another way for you to get your wrestling merch and to celebrate your love of wrestling with us is to be part of our wrestling podcast, Pasabay Run. So nabanggit natin yan kanina. We're opening another one. A lot of you were asking for it nung WrestleMania season. Sabi namin, patapusin lang natin yung WrestleMania 40. Well, here we are. We're done basking in the afterglow of WrestleMania 40. And if you want to spend your hard-earned cash to get your official wrestling merch, we got you. Punta lang kayo sa tinyurl.com/pasabayapril2024. Again, that is tinyurl.com/PASABUY. Pasabay, April, spell out the month, APRIL 2024. Again, tinyurl.com/pasabay2024. It'll take you straight to the Google form. Lahat ng rules nandun, yung prices nandun din. You just have to do a little bit of math kasi syempre, not all merch have the same price, di ba? And meron tayong idadagdag ng mga shipping fee, handling fee, service fee. Yun lang. Kasi syempre, kami rin yung nagpa-process niyan on your behalf, di ba? So, we have to get compensated naman kahit papano, kahit konti. But everything you need to know should be there. tinyurl.com/pasabayapril2024. We're only accepting orders until Thursday, April 18 at 11:59 p.m. So get on it stat. Get your official wrestling merch right now with the help of the Wrestling Podcast. All right. Time for us to get to our picks of the week. Let's start with yours, Chino.
So my pick goes out to this or last Raw's main event, yung Fatal 4-Way between Jey Uso, Drew McIntyre, Bronson Reed, and Ricochet for the number one contendership for, I believe it was Damian Priest's title. So yung title na hawak ni Damian, World Heavyweight Championship of Damian Priest. I like this match because we were talking about the previous weeks about how everybody's getting takeover style matches, main roster. There was no different from that, especially considering two out of the four guys here haven't really participated in that takeover style match that we've been talking about and loving so much. So ang ganda din panoorin na, diba, not to discount their athletic ability, but na sabay si Jimmy, si Jey Uso and si Drew McIntyre dito sa ganitong pace. It was also a nice touch to see Ricochet do that gravity defying 450 ng ganun kalayo. Tapos nag-sorry pa siya kay Samantha Irvin before he did it, which was a nice touch. And really, the cherry on top is CM Punk yet again screwing Drew McIntyre. So, ganda din na kahit dito, they're really pushing this Punk-Drew rivalry and kahit dito, naging factor pa rin si CM Punk. So, all in all, I was very entertained by this Fatal 4-Way.
What do you think about this match initially being built as an elimination match? Then, nung nangyari na, it suddenly just became a normal Fatal 4-Way.
Yeah, I like the fact that it did not become an elimination match. Because yes, elimination matches have a lot more at stake, diba? Mas mahaba siya. But the everybody in the pool concept is something that the WWE has been trying to do for quite some time now, since WrestleMania, na parang, not kayo, sige, sama niyo na, jumble na. And it works for them because they have all this talent that gets to show off, diba, in the time that it's given. And this match wasn't a short match. Medyo matagal din siya. But even in that time frame, everybody was given the equal opportunity to shine. So I really like that because it gave everybody a chance to interact with everybody else.
So yeah, fun match right there to close out Monday Night Raw. It was a worthy main event naman. Great to have this match in the spot that it was in. You could understand why Jey Uso was in the match, diba? Drew McIntyre, kasi he does still technically warrant a rematch. Bronson Reed, since he's the 2024 Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal winner. Si Ricochet, yun lang medyo hindi ko nagets kung bakit siya nandun. But sure, you know, he's always gonna be the highlight of the night anyway. So you can't complain too much when Ricochet will always give you a gifable moment coming out of that match. So that's Chino's pick. Let's stay with the Raw after Mania to talk about Rowan's pick, which is the Raw debut of NXT champion Ilya Dragunov against Shinsuke Nakamura. So last week on the podcast, pinag-usapan natin to, and si Row actually wasn't too happy na si Shinsuke yung kalaban ni Ilya Dragunov because of all of the people that Dragunov could have beaten, it had to be Shinsuke Nakamura, who, the Triple H era had spent so much time rehabilitating and like building up to be such a credible force. So, yun yung feelings ni Ro about it, which we talked about last week. Pero sabi ni Rowan, around this time, parang yung WrestleMania weekend feels like yung last few hours ng Christmas season. But for him, the show didn't stop in delivering surprises like Jade Cargill, Roxanne Perez, and Ilya Dragunov. He enjoys inter-promotional matches, but also yung tapatan nina Ilya and Shinsuke for him was entertaining because of the clash of different styles. He also says na the Dragunov appearance may be a one-off, but it really woke Rowan up as he watched the show live nitong Tuesday on Blast TV. Remember, watch Blast TV kasi nandun yung WWE legit, live and on demand. Going back to Rowan's comments, he liked Shinsuke's performance because he thinks Nakamura didn't look like a chump and he's pretty much in a position to make other wrestlers look better even in defeat since established na siya. So yun, medyo clash yung point of view nina Rowan and Ro dito. Chino, what do you think?
I liked it because it gives Ilya a new foil in Shinsuke Nakamura. I don't know if this was their plan moving forward, but I don't think this was a one-off. Like, it was nice. It was a nice surprise to see Ilya on Raw. I say it's very rare that we get an NXT, a current and defending NXT champion called up like that, diba? Na parang gets to appear in a Monday Night Raw spot. It's not an MJF appearance, which is what people have been speculating for quite some time now. But it was a nice surprise. I like that they also made him go up against somebody who was as equally a heavy hitter as he was in Shinsuke Nakamura. And tulad nga ng sinabi ko, I hope this isn't a one-off. I don't see a problem of sending Shinsuke back to NXT for a spell, diba, to do this feud against Ilya, especially since he's pretty much run through everybody else at this point. Diba? I don't know if he wants to do a Melo or a Trick again, but I'm pretty sure kung gusto na ng bridge feud, a feud that is transitional for some bigger storyline, then I don't see why Shinsuke can't fill that role.
All right, so let us know what you think about Shinsuke Nakamura being in this role against Ilya Dragunov. If you think na magkaka-sequel pa ba to heading into NXT Spring Break-In, let us know in the comments or on social media at Wrestling2XPod as we take a quick break and hear from our other podcasts right here on the Pod Network.
Parents, this is your cheat code to understanding your gamer kid. This is Keri Kita, guide for non-gamer parents. I'm Ray.
And I'm Joey. Hardcore gamers, hardcore parents. Let's learn from each other. Dito, Keri Kita!
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with Plush Care. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
And we're back, so let's get to the next pick, which is mine from NXT. It was the main event between the Wolf Dogs, who had to defend their NXT Tag Team Championships against Axiom and Nathan Fraser. So this was actually a rematch from Stand and Deliver, and I remember that this match opened the show. It was a fun opener, as it always is when you have yung contrasting styles and physiques of a pair of luchadors, essentially, and Axiom and Nathan Fraser taking on Braun and Baron Corbin, diba? I liked that they actually put this stipulation if Axiom and Nathan Fraser were to lose, hindi na sila pwedeng mag-team up. It gave them a reason to wrestle ng mas gigil. It also gave them that urgency na, okay, we really need to win this because we're friends and I actually like tagging with you. And it would really suck if we had to go our separate ways, especially since we found a way to make this pairing work. So I like that story heading in. Medyo sudden lang yung mga pangyayari, given that the Wolf Dogs won convincingly nung Stand and Deliver. And Axiom and Nathan Fraser, they needed this stipulation to make them, I guess, seem credible as challengers just 3 days after having lost at Stand and Deliver. Syempre alam natin bakit, kasi si Bron Breakker nag-debut na on SmackDown. No plans or no news yet kung ano yung plano para kay Baron Corbin, kung yung Wolf Dogs gimmick dadalhin din ba sa main roster or whatever. So I understand why they had to do this. But the match itself was super fun. I really liked yung the pace that they wrestled, especially towards the end when it got frantic. And I didn't really believe that Axiom and Nathan Fraser could win until right at the very end when they got the 1-2-3. So kudos to all four of these guys for sending me on that little emotional and mental roller coaster ride.
Yeah, medyo na-spoil ako dito because I saw Bron Breakker's heart-wrenching goodbye to NXT promo before I actually saw this. Like, online, and then I started watching NXT right after. So medyo na-spoil ako, but that didn't take away the excitement I felt when I watched this match, because that first encounter between these four guys was one of my favorite parts of the takeover they were on. So ang ganda din nun that they run it back and that they were also able to deliver a little bit more this time. Kasi nga, diba, mayroon ng hanging stipulation over their heads, diba? So I actually didn't expect, dumating sa point na I didn't expect na mananalo si Fraser and si Axiom. Kind of forgot about the promo, but it was also nice na may nga, sabi mo, may giggle factor na kasama to. There's a little bit more drive, a fire under their asses that Axiom and Fraser needed to clinch the tag team titles. Also, on a nice noteworthy point is the appearance of the Final Testament and the AOP as they deliver Super Collider power bombs to the now new tag team champions. Nakakaawa lang din tong whole faction na to because they had to be brought back to the promotion where they actually meant something, just to, for them to actually mean something again, diba? I don't have a problem seeing Final Testament back in their quote-unquote home court now, because dito sila significant, eh. Dito sila nagme-make ng difference. On the main roster, they haven't been treated in the nicest way. So at least dito nagagamit sila.
I actually like that Axiom and Nathan Fraser didn't really have a very long feel-good moment. Because these guys are underdogs, diba? They're small, they're quick, diba? They're in the Rey Mysterio role. Now, you can't really give them that feel-good moment for too long. Otherwise, it's going to wear out its welcome. So to have the Final Testament come in and just run roughshod over these two guys and immediately stake a claim to the tag team championships, hell yes, I love it. It was a good surprise, a great way to break out of what would have been a predictable ending to NXT, given that the underdog babyface already shocked the world. You add another shocking blindside right there by having AOP just maul these guys, diba? So good stuff coming out of the Black and Yellow brand. Now let's go over to Dynamite for Rose pick of the week, and he picked Adam Copeland versus Penta El Cero Miedo. And yung pagkaka-describe niya sa match na to is Cope defending his TNT championship against Penta in a Lucha Libre-influenced match. Sabi ni Cope in an Instagram post after the show that he's always respected Lucha Libre. And pinakita niya to, di ba? By trying his own hand at good lucha things, something that we probably would not have seen in WWE kasi malamang sa malamang, baka hindi to inalaw. And it was quite the sight to behold kasi, you know, you probably would expect na if you're in your 50s, like Adam Copeland, trying acrobatic lucha libre stuff na hindi siya babagay, Cope is still athletic enough to make it look passable. So Roe found it both amazing and hilarious. And this is the kind of match that shows exactly why Adam Copeland decided he had to leave WWE. Kasi mas may freedom siya to wrestle any way he wants in AEW. Yung kanyang pagka-wrestling fan, he just lets it go. Be on full display and express his pure love for all types of wrestling, your usual style niya. He was able to try Puro Res with Minoru Suzuki and now Lucha Libre with Penta. So if this were a video game, sabi ni Ro, he would be maxing out all his stats and adding all sorts of different moves in his create a move set. And he's just really happy we're getting to see Adam Copeland, the pro wrestling fanboy, emerge a little more from Adam Copeland, the North American wrestling legend.
Yeah, definitely fun to watch. It's a little weird to me, to be honest, to see him do all those flippy moves that we don't really usually get to see from him. But then naalala ko yung pinag-uusapan natin dito of how he is out there just checking out boxes from his wrestling bucket list, diba? Until he permanently hangs up his boots. So it's nice that he actually got to try his hand at it. A little weird for me, but a little, also very entertaining as well. So I actually get why he wanted to do this, diba? Now I'm just waiting on what next thing Adam Copeland wants to try his hands at. Kasi parang nagawa na niya halos lahat eh, diba? Probably a match against CSJ, probably something in that extent. Parang yun na lang hindi ko nakikita sa kanya. But even then, parang very few things na lang yung hindi pa niya nagagawa. And Lucha Libre is, it's just not part of that list anymore. And I'm glad that he got to do that.
Yeah, I don't think any of us really had Adam Copeland doing good lucha things on our bingo card. Let alone getting that over the last few years, but as Adam Copeland basically enters his 50s. So congrats to Cope and congrats to Penta for having a very notable match on an episode of Dynamite that people are talking about for the wrong reasons. Now, we're going to close things out with Emil's pick from SmackDown, and he went with the triple threat match between AJ Styles, Kevin Owens, and Rey Mysterio. So, a personal note ko lang before I get into Emil's thoughts. I really loved having Kevin Owens come in doing a promo. Like from backstage, nagpa-promo siya, sinusundan siya ng camera. Ang ganda different production element na ginagawa nila. Kind of like how on Raw, Rhea Ripley had been blindsided by Liv Morgan. Diba si Dominic Mysterio was checking up on her and the camera was in Dom's face and he shoved the camera and then the camera immediately went into the hallway or the aisle and out into the fans so you can get a wide shot of the interior ng arena. So WWE is trying out a lot of new stuff, a lot of new things in their production if you haven't noticed. And ako as a wrestling fan who has been so conditioned to watching WWE television a certain way, I really appreciate how they're now making things fresh in 2024. So, pagsapa muna natin yung Chino before we get into the actual AJ, KO, and Rey match.
This was actually my favorite part of the match, more than the match itself, diba? Because as a movie fan, as a movie buff, to see these elements incorporated into a different art form is very, very refreshing to me. And it's a nice touch, really, because the people who do these things, these camera angles, these movements, these tracking shots, you have to actually know what you're doing before you can pull it off. Otherwise, it'll look hokey, diba? And amateurish. And syempre, di yan pwede sa WWE because it's a worldwide product that's consumed by millions of people. So, ang ganda lang na, especially with this particular one, with Kevin Owens actually addressing these creative shots himself. Sort of a subversive fourth wall break from him there. Diba? And actually walking, having the camera guy track him and then being in gorilla and having the people backstage catch the mic and play his music. Ang ganda lang because not only does it show us a creative side to production, but it also, for me, doubles down on Kevin Owens, the everyman. Diba? Si Kevin Owens that's just out there being himself. That's his character. Diba? He's not some larger-than-life version of himself. He's actually that person. And ang ganda that they were able to enforce that in that short walk that he did from where he was to Gorilla. So, again, I kept watching it back, trying to break down everything just the same way that I tried to do it for the Drew Punk Seth promo before Mania. It's just a nice, creative touch that the team behind everything that the WWE is doing doing perfectly. And how do they keep doing more of this?
Yeah. So now let's talk about the match itself because it's sabi ni Emil, it was a fun main event on SmackDown. He enjoys triple threat matches because mas mabilis yung pace. And fortunately, we got two of them on SmackDown this week with, I believe, world title implications. So the main event for Emil was the better triple threat match because of the caliber of the three wrestlers in this match. For him, hindi raw siya typical triple threat because it was mostly two guys in the ring while the other guy would rest and wait outside to come back in the match. Actually, Emil, that is a typical triple threat match. what he saw was three guys with amazing chemistry with one another, tying together beautiful sequences throughout the match, culminating with AJ Styles delivering a super Styles clash from the middle rope to get the victory. Ah, yun pala yung ano, ibig sabihin ni Emil. I stand corrected. But there, I do agree. If Emil hadn't beat me to this match, I probably would have picked it for my pick of the week as well.
Yeah, I also like this match, second to the Fatal 4-Way that I chose. I think this was the better wrestling product, the wrestling match of the week. But I also like the interaction between Kevin Owens and Rey Mysterio was present, since hindi pa naman sila nagkaka-match one-on-one in my, you know, according to my memory at least, diba? Styles also being there and also winning is actually a good foil for Cody kasi may history sila. Diba? May history sila beating all the way back outside the WWE. But even Cody Rhodes brought it up. Na sila dalawa lang ni AJ ang former NWA and WWE champions. Diba? So ang ganda ding backstory nun for Cody in his new title run. But this match in itself, very good. And I hope we get to see more of these three men interacting with one another in one shape or another.
Yeah, so... that's Emil's pick. May ano ka ba? May prediction ka ba, Chino, yung winners of the two triple threat matches? Kasi the winner will go on to face Cody Rhodes at Backlash in Lyon, di ba? So,
yeah.
Who's your pick to be Cody Rhodes' first challenger?
I think it's like I said, AJ might be a good choice here, just because of the history that they can build on. Dito sa match na to, he did take an L during Mania, so unfortunately momentum is not on his side. But if they really want to draw in more smarky wrestling fans, you know, IWC that people want to avoid, then AJ Styles is the pick here.
Alright, let us know what your picks are. If you want to be part of the conversation, then you know where to find us. It is at Wrestling2XPod. That is on Twitter and on TikTok. Everywhere else it is at Wrestling Podcast. So if you want to keep the conversation going, pwede nyo na kaming i-tweet directly. So our individual handles are as follows. It is at Gino Supersized, at Monday Night Rowan, at Roeswar, at EML underscore Meister, and at underscore Stancy. Thank you very much to Babyface producer Jasper and everyone over at the Pod Network for all of the work that they do behind the scenes. And thank you for making the Wrestling Podcast a part of your weekly wrestling diet. We really appreciate it. And if you could like the podcast or share the podcast or follow us, give us a 5-star rating. Sobrang laking tulong niyan for everything that we do here on the show. We will see you on Thursday for our weekly Wrestling Podcast live stream. That is 7 p.m. on our Facebook page and YouTube channel. And we will see you this Saturday at Quiz Night. That's how we're celebrating 420. We're getting high with our knowledge of professional wrestling at Hobby Stadium in New Manila. Kita-kita tayo dun. Show starts at 7 p.m. That's going to do it for this episode of the Wrestling Podcast. On behalf of Chino Liao and our other co-hosts who cannot be here tonight, Ro Moran, Emil Nate, and Rowan ASH, ako po si Stan Z saying thank you very much. Stay safe. Stay healthy, stay hydrated, and don't be a dick. Wrestling Podcast. Out. Later, outcasts.
The opinions of podcast creators, hosts, and guests are not necessarily reflective of the official stance of the Pod Network Entertainment, its hosts, or other network programs. The content created by the people behind the podcast is personal and not meant to harm any religion, ethnicity, group, organization, company, or individual.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.